So I think I saw some data or heard about some data that suggested that over the long term, a significant number of patients end up getting taken off ibrutinib for tolerability issues. Do you think that occurs, and what kinds of tolerability issues occur with ibrutinib that are significant problems, if any?
Right. So for sure it occurs. If you look at the frontline trials with ibrutinib, the patients who get frontline ibrutinib who come off the drug, the majority are not coming off. Even the salvaged patients are not coming off because the drug's not working any longer. They're coming off for some other reason, usually tolerability. So they come off for things like atrial fibrillation. The things that aren't discussed extensively but are probably more common are other things like arthralgias, myalgias, fatigue, rash, those types of things, GI intolerance, and it's not an insignificant number of patients who come off the drug come off for those reasons.
Yeah, any estimate? I mean, this one data set, I think they estimate like 50%, which really shocked me. What would you think over a 3-4 year period, for example?
So if you look at the ibrutinib trials for the previously treated patients, it's probably about 50% who come off over 5 years from the drug, and that's for the combination of reasons, toxicity as well as resistance to the drug. Fewer come off in the frontline setting. It's about a third over that period of time. And again, most of them come off because of intolerability issues rather than the drug not being effective at treating the disease.
Interesting.